Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Cacera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Cacera.
Welcome in. This is Joe Cacera with Real Estate Radio Live, the podcast series, as we continue through the week. Did we get things started? Just a reminder, we're with you 5 days a week. You can download the podcast, listen to them anywhere, anytime. On Mondays, Mike D'Ambrosio is with you. On Tuesdays, it's Mike and I, and then Wednesdays, Thursdays, I do my independent show. And then on Fridays, Bobby and Buddy jump in, and we'll continue to give you all the information you need about real estate. Be sure to download the podcast. If you want more information, you can go to reradiolive.com. Before I introduce my guest and get started on our topic today, just a reminder, if you need any financing, any assistance in purchasing, refinancing, I could help you with that. Be sure to contact me at area code 408-838-9060, or once again, you can go to reradiolive.com. As we roll into the tax season here, we have one of the experts has been on the show several times before and excited to have him on the podcast now. Has some very unique strategies in and around reducing property taxes and some strategies we're going to discuss today. I want to welcome in Bill Snyder. Bill, good to have you back.
Well, thanks for having me, Joe.
Good to have you here again, especially we're going to get you before the busy season starts. It's probably already started, hasn't it?
It sure has.
A lot of good information here. Bill is with Shannon and Snyder, CPA. Bill, before we get on this topic, if you could just give our listeners maybe a quick overview of your background and a little bit about your kind of your daily roles and responsibilities with your firm.
Sure. Shannon and Snyder was founded in 1994. I'm actually partners with George Shannon, who was my college roommate at Santa Clara University. And we have a general tax practice, do every kind of tax compliance work, individuals, partnerships, LLCs, corporations, trusts, and what have you. But during the real estate downturn, I got an eye towards the property taxes because there was opportunities for people to get refunds when the properties fell in values and their assessed values didn't fall with them. So I've kind of specialized in that over the last several years, and I've got some pretty interesting stories to tell you about that today.
Yeah, no, this is interesting, and it's exciting. When you and I talked about this over a year or so ago when you're on the show, and so I know you're doing really well at it now, and you're getting more and more business. Now, is this, just to be clear, too, is this both commercial and residential, primarily commercial we're talking about?
Yeah, it's exactly right. Okay. Generally, certainly in Santa Clara County, residential market is really high, and so you're not going to be getting property tax reductions, except for when you have new construction, which is when they reassess you for your new improvements, which is one of the topics today.
Very good. So tell us a little bit about, I mean, obviously, I don't know, I think 4 or 5 years ago you said you discovered this, and there was really a niche out there that some people really needed some education, some guidance, and some consultation around this, and so far it represents a fair amount of your business. Tell us a little bit about maybe the market and some. If someone's listening here, if they own a building, a commercial building, a different entities, what are some of the things they may not know every year, year in out, about potentially what some of the property taxes might be?
Well, it kind of depends on what kind of investor you are or property owner or user you are. If you're a landlord and you've got a variety of tenants, then and the tenants pay the property taxes, then you're in pretty good shape. But a lot of times landlords would like to get those property taxes reduced so they can reduce their triple net charges to their tenants. And also, some people don't recognize that a tenant can file for a property tax reduction because he's paying the tax. So he's considered what they call an affected party. And so an affected party can file a property tax appeal. So not only landlords, but tenants should be aware if they're paying the property tax and they think it's too high. Santa Clara County, like I said, is pretty high market right now. We do property tax reductions throughout the state, and there are immediate counties in our vicinity that haven't recovered like Santa Clara County has. Like, for example, Santa Cruz. We've got some stories to tell you about Santa Cruz County. they haven't recovered, and they actually have properties that have snuck up in value. With the assessed value, they increased 2% per year, roughly. That's the maximum. And over time, that can catch up to be a pretty high number, where the real value today is oftentimes less than those assessed values.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go into more detail. Before we do that, we'll give it out towards the end of the show, too, but I always like to get that. If someone's interested in talking to you, Bill, about any of your services, particularly whatever it may be, what are some of the best ways to get a hold of you? You have a number, website? What's the best way to reach
you? Sure, you can just call us. My main line number for Shannon and Snyder is 408-241-8700, and we have a website, which is sscpa.com.
Great. Very good. So give us some examples. I mean, it's best for radio and podcasts, obviously. Stories or examples of some companies, groups, organizations, in terms of some of the commercial that you've really come in and did some work and saved some people. Give us some examples, if you would.
Sure. A good example, I just resolved a couple of cases last week in Santa Cruz County. Two different ownership groups, two different appeals, but both of them had their properties were under the market value was less than the assessed value. So throughout the process, we determined that the assessor, appraiser, and I agreed that each property was overassessed, and we agreed on the amount of the reduction. And then we also discussed the fact that the property tax exemptions on the property were miscalculated. So there was exemptions for the tenants in the building that were they're from UC Santa Cruz. So UC Santa Cruz in one building was renting some space for administrative use, and the calculation was considered to be 40% of the overall building. And in fact, they were only occupying 20% of the building. They just miscalculated somehow. So their exemption that's been in place since 2009 has been too high, which means that the landlord's been paying less tax than they should have been paying. And so now we have a situation where we had I got a reduction of about $1.8 million for this client. Wow. For the overall value. But then we discovered that the exemption was incorrect. Mm-hmm. So when there's an error, the role can be corrected as far back as 4 years. So in this case, the tenant is going to, or the landlord is going to get billed for the over exemption for the underpaid property taxes, and in this case, it's probably going to be about $30,000 per year.
Wow.
So we were talking about that situation, and I was not feeling good about it, right? He hired me to help him save taxes, and we found out we're going to owe some more. But the fact is the landlord wants to pay the correct amount of tax. Mm-hmm. The tenant's not going to be too happy, the one that's there that's paying the net leases. But anyway, so I said, well, what about the other property? Because I knew that the other property was downtown Santa Cruz, and it had some residential property that Santa Cruz was also UC Santa Cruz was leasing. And they calculated that percentage of the building was 17%. And I did the math and said, wait a minute, the square footage of their use is 32%. So they have been under. They've been getting less of an exemption than we should have. And I said, well, gee, that's an error correction too, right? So can we go back and get refunds? And the answer is yes. And in this case, they're going to get probably $35,000 per year for 4 years.
Oh my gosh, that's significant.
So it was quite a swing. Yeah. So in this case, I think that particular landlord is going to get about $140,000 refund, and they're going to have to share it with their tenants because the tenants paid it, right? But nonetheless, we're going to get it right now and going forward.
That's a great example. I would think as I listen to that story, I don't know about every single, but a fair amount, significant amount of commercial building property owners should hire someone like you to really do, I don't know if you want to call an audit, a consultation, just to really take a look at and see if there's anything you could do. Does it, in some cases, Bill, does it take a lot of work and effort to find out if there's something there or not, or is that something fairly simple? Once you get your hands on the right information, you could determine that.
It isn't that complicated to get a handle on it pretty quickly. So we do offer free property analysis. If somebody wants to send me their rent rolls and P&L for the prior year, so I can see what kind of income they're making. And we have the software that can help us evaluate market data.
Okay.
You know, so we can look at it pretty quickly. We can find out if there's a problem, or if they're overpaying.
Well, that's great. So do you have? We'll get into. We're going to take a break here in a minute or so, and we're going to get in more detail. Do you have certain areas, certain counties? Obviously, your office is here in Santa Clara County, but I'm guessing that you would take cases or potential business in other counties too. Or how far do you stretch that?
We do. We handle anything in the entire state.
Okay.
I've got a good friend of mine who's in San Diego, and we collaborate on properties in Southern California, and he and I work together on up here. I work for him or with him on Northern California deals. Mm-hmm. But, so there's the outside Santa Clara County, it's not the same robust environment that we're experiencing here.
Right.
So we do find opportunities in Sonoma County, along the whole Central Valley, mm-hmm. Where properties have been ticking up in assessed value with the annual inflation rate, mm-hmm. and yet the market value hasn't kept up. So right. there are opportunities out there. But locally here in Santa Clara County, the hot item for appeals is new construction. Everywhere you go, you see new construction in Santa Clara County, whether it's homeowners or commercial properties, apartment buildings, and all those properties are getting new values on them when they're completed. Right. So that's the hot thing around here.
Very good. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is Joe Kuchera with Real Estate Radio Live, the podcast series. I'm sitting alongside Bill Snyder. He is with Snyder and Shannon, CPAs. We're talking about reducing property taxes and some of the strategies around it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back to continue.
For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com.
Hi, this is Joe Kuchera of Real Estate Radio Live. Thanks for tuning into our podcast. We are your go-to resource for all aspects of real estate, including buying, selling, refinancing, building, and legal and tax advice, and much more. You can subscribe to Real Estate Radio Live podcast on iTunes and Stitcher to listen to an engaging discussion about anything and everything real estate. So make sure you get our app, RE Radio Live, in the iTunes store to follow the show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's topic or guests, just visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Again, your host for today's edition of Real Estate Radio Live, Joe Kuchera.
Welcome back in. This is Joe Kuchera with Real Estate Radio Live, the podcast series, as we continue through the week. Today, my guest is Bill Snyder. He is with Shannon and Snyder CPAs. The specific topic today is reducing property taxes and strategies. Bill is implementing this strategy with commercial properties and really going in and analyzing these properties and how they could potentially save money. And I would encourage you, as we finish up the show here, if you have a commercial property, if you know someone, maybe you own properties, maybe anything, I would encourage you to contact Bill. And just check and see if there's some opportunity here. It's a no-brainer. There's no cost associated, right, Bill? With if someone contacts you and say, hey, Bill, I mean, this sounds interesting, but where do I start? And what can you do? I'm guessing you'll spend a little bit of time with them, see if it's worthwhile or not.
Oh yeah. Generally, we charge a contingent fee anyway.
Okay.
So we would be happy to evaluate the situation and with no fee, of course, and then. We never charge a fee typically until the reduction is occurred and you've actually got a refund in your hand.
That's perfect. So it's a win-win. And again, before we jump back into the topic here, reducing property taxes and strategies around it, Bill, if someone wants more information, wants to contact you, if you could give out your phone number and website again, that'd be great.
Sure. It's Shannon and Snyder, and it's 408-241-8700. And the website is www.sscpa.com.
Great. So one of the things I wanted to ask you a little bit about, so working with the clients, obviously, that makes all kinds of sense. There's a lot of opportunity out there. It sounds like uncovered opportunity. What about working with specific counties? Now, what has that like been? What kind of experience? Are they receptive to this? Are they pretty easy to work with. How does that process work?
Well, I hate to generalize, but it's easy to do because the counties that are around the Bay Area, such as San Francisco, San Mateo, Alameda, Santa Clara, not as much Alameda, but those big three, San Francisco, San Mateo, and Santa Clara, super difficult to work with because they're, and you know, it's just human nature, I think. They're very busy because there's a lot of property in those counties, right? There's a lot of parcels that they work with. And it gets easier as you work outside of this area. For example, if you're in the Central Valley in San Joaquin or Sonoma or Fresno or even Sacramento, the assessors are more likely to be friendlier and easier to work with and more taxpayer friendly than county aggressive. You know, the Santa Clara County, for example, is super aggressive with respect to the protecting their property tax base.
So this would also be, as I'm listening and talking to you, is that, my God, this is so, I guess, far-reaching. What I mean by that is you could have a group of an investment group that owns, you know, 50 properties throughout a certain area, right? Commercial properties and all kinds of different moving parts. So this could include an individual owning a commercial property that he or she runs a business in. This could include, you know, county stuff, educational departments, different things. And it also can include, there's really, I would guess that there's a lot of potential opportunity out there that people are untapped and people just don't know about.
Yeah, a lot of our clients are own multiple properties, and then we help them with all of them. And then a lot of them are property management companies too that run. You know, they manage commercial properties, and those landlords expect the property managers to help them reduce their overall expenses, right? So we reach out to them, and it helps us because we get more than one client, and we gain some trust with certain property managers, and they refer us their work. But I wanted to just touch base one more time about the exemptions, the property tax exempt, the exempt property. I didn't really quite wrap that up. So if you're a landlord and you've got and you're wondering if your tenant could be exempt, there's specific categories. The properties that are the entity that is exempt from property taxes in California includes public libraries, museums, public schools, including all levels of school, including community colleges and state universities, and also places that are used exclusively for religious worship.
Oh, okay.
So I had a client in Southern California call me and said, "Hey, I just put another church in my retail strip." I go, "Another church?" And he said, "Yeah, I already had one there." And I said, "Oh, you didn't file any exemptions, I bet, did you?" And he said, "No." So we went back 4 years, filed his exemptions that we can do, and then of course we filed an exemption for the newest tenant too. So saves the building owner, saves the tenants money, right? So it's kind of neat.
Give us, is there as people are listening to this, Bill, all over the place, is there a specific area or certain, like if you had red flags or if you had to say, hey, what I'm really finding out there is that the majority of people contacting me, you know, own these types of buildings, these types of structures, or is it just across the board? I mean, is it almost, there's so many different people that could be helped, it's just best for them to contact you and run those scenarios.
Well, today I made mention that Santa Clara County is at a, the real estate market's very hot, as you know.
Right.
And there's so much new construction. So that is the area around here that I get the most calls about.
Okay.
Because the assessor's super aggressive. So when you get a property tax bill, they separate your real property between land and improvements. And as we know, Proposition 13 protects the increases of our property taxes by no more than inflation factor per year. So if somebody were to demolish their improvements and make new ones and construct a new property, the only thing they can reassess is the new improvements. They can't increase the value of the land.
Okay.
So the way the assessor does this in Santa Clara County is they go out and do an overall evaluation of the new property, and then they subtract what they consider the fair market value of the land and arrive at the new improvement value.
Okay.
And typically that is as much as 100% more than what than the landlord paid for the new property or the homeowner. And so we have to force the assessor to substantiate some kind of 100% entrepreneurial profit motive or possibility, and suggest to them that they are trampling on our Proposition 13 rights because they're assessing too much value to improvements when it's really the land that should be that is improved in value because of the new improvements that have been placed on it. And so that's the challenge that we have, and that's what I'm getting the most calls on today is home remodels, room additions, okay, commercial properties that are being rebuilt or remodeled.
Right. Give us another example, if you will, of someone that you helped, you know, commercial, resident. I mean, give us, if you maybe one or two. We have about 4 minutes or so left in the podcast, of some examples so people get a real feel for, boy, you know, this might be something I could do or they could better relate to it.
Okay, here's a good one. Property owner, homeowner in 2012 bought a nice piece of property in Palo Alto. Not a significant lot, only 7,500 square feet, but it's a great neighborhood. He paid $2.6 million for the property, and then he rented it to a third party for about 15 months, and then decided that he was going to demolish the home and build a new one. Well, the assessor originally allocated the property at $400,000 improvements and $2.2 million for the land. And then when he pulled his demo permit about 18 months later, they reclassified the entire amount of the improvements to land, suggesting that, well, we think that your purchase price was really for the land because now that you've done pulled a demolition permit, we know you bought this property just for the land, so therefore we think the fair market value of the entire purchase price should be allocated to land. So we appealed that, and then he built a new property on it, and he spent $1.8 million, and the assessor put a value on it. They appraised the value of just the improvements of $4.5 million.
Wow.
Right. So we said, well, this is a little crazy.
Yeah.
So we appealed the value of the improvements, and we appealed the reclassification of the improvements to land. And when it came down to the hearing, the assessor was willing to submit that the value of the reclassification was incorrect. So we won that, and also agreed to reduce the value of the improvements from $4.5 million to $3.6 million. Mm-hmm. And we said, well, wait a minute. He only spent $1.8 million. Why isn't the $1.8 million considered fair market value? He paid an independent contractor. It wasn't his brother-in-law. He didn't do the work himself. He paid somebody who made a profit, who had risk and incentive to build these. And they're all brand new improvements, and the value is what he paid, we maintain. And so we went to the hearing. We don't have the results yet. I argued for cost plus 25% entrepreneurial profit and argued that his 100% entrepreneurial profit from $1.8 million to $3.6 million was silly. And it's just, it was way too high. So we're still waiting on the results of that. We just did that that presentation about a month ago. And so we'll see how that goes. But we already know we've got some kind of reduction because we won the reclassification. And then he offered some reduction for the improvements.
That's a great example. We have about a minute or so left to go. So it sounds to me, any developer, someone that's working on a new project, buys land, as you said, all of a sudden starts developing on it. Those are some potential for some really to take a look at, sounds like to me.
Yes. And that's actually not a huge case.
Okay.
I mean, it's a big case for that homeowner, right? But I've got two big cases coming. One is a commercial property where it's a very similar situation, except that it's commercial property, but the landlord paid about $8 million for his improvements, and they valued him at $16 million. So, again, we think that they're allocating too much value to the improvements and not enough to the land, and there's no support for 100% entrepreneurial profit. One more case before we go is an apartment building. As everybody knows, apartment buildings are hot because the rents are so high. So what the assessor will do in this case is capitalize the income from these new buildings and, again, come up with an overall value and then reduce it by the land and come up with an outrageous amount for improvements, which just absolutely has to be appealed you know, in our opinion, we have to fight those out.
Right.
You know, so because we just can't let them assess what they wish.
Yeah, very good. All right, we're running out of time. Bill, I want to thank you for your time. This is really, really good information, great benefits. If you want more information, again, contact Bill at sscpa.com or area code 408-241-8700. As usual, if you have any more information or if you want to contact us, it's reradiolive.com. Do us a favor, give us a review when you get a chance. Otherwise, until next time, take care.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.